Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Vav, and we're starting Lamed Hamed Beis on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's Daf sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Tzar Basi Biaka Moshe Her Nish Amos should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the psul of Chutz Zman and Chutz Mekaymai. However, in a slightly different light, up until now, our main discussion focused on the Chutz Zman and Kaymai is a psul when he thinks about either doing Avodas Hadam Haktar Semurim or an Achila, actually eating the carbon beyond the proper time or not in its proper place. So here we have something slightly different. The Mishnah tells us Shachlo Manaslo Niyachus Damai Vishach. With the machshava of just leaving its blood, ay emurav or the emurim lemachar tomorrow, which is chutz l'zmanoi, ay lahitzion lechutz, or just to simply bring them outside. So he's not thinking that he's going to do the avoida or eat them, not in the proper time or place. He's just going to simply leave them. Rabbi Yehuda Paisel, Rabbi the Apostles, and we're going to see in the Gemara why that is. Whereas a chum machshir and the chum say it's kosher. That's because it's not a standard chutz l'zmanoi rim kaimai. He's not thinking about any sort of avoida or achil or consumption of sorts. Now there's a mission that everyone agrees on. Let's say the machshava was al manas letno agavei kevesh. He did avoida with intention that he's going to place the blood on the ramp or shalai kenegad yisod. He's going to pour it not where the base of the mizbeach is, or v'litas ha'nitonu l'malon l'mato, if it's nitonu l'mato l'malon, he's going to do zrikas adam. There's something that's supposed to be on the upper half of the mizbeach to the lower half, or something supposed to be lower half to the upper half, or if it's ha'nitonim lamed vav amud alf on top, bifnim b'chutz, it's ha'nitonim b'chutz bifnim, that was just supposed to have its avodas adam done inside the heichal, he's going to do it outside, or that was just supposed to be done outside, he's going to do it inside the heichal, or that he had intention sheichlu tameim, that tameim are going to eat it, or shekrivu tameim, that tameim are going to actually do the akrava, they're going to bring it, or sheichlu arelim, shekrivu arelim, that someone without a bris mila is going to eat it, or that they're going to do the akrava, or l'shat ratzus ha-pesach, that he's going to break the bones of a karm pesach, which we know is aser, or lechlei manuna, that he's going to eat from the karm pesach not fully roasted, or la'ariv dam v'dam psulim, he's going to take this carbon and mix its dam with dam of carbonates that are pasol. In all these cases, kosher, the carbon's kosher. She'en machshava b'seles, a machshava doesn't pasol, ela b'chutz l'zman u'chutzim kaimai, unless the machshava chutz l'zman u'chutzim kaimai, as we've discussed previously, or b'ha-pesach chatos shalai l'shman, a karm pesach chatos, they're done shalai l'shman, and that's the only machshava that pasol. So the Gemara begins right away by asking, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? The dafka of his machshava is that he's going to be meniach the damor and murim tomorrow, or he's going to bring them chutzim kaimai, that passels. So Rabbi Blasphemy answers, trey kreik sivi b'noiser, by noiser, which is meat left beyond the time that's allowed to be eaten, there are two psukim written. Kosvech Remer, one pasuk says, lo yashir menu ad biker, don't leave from it over until the morning, and Kosvech Remer, another pasuk says, lo yaniach menu ad biker, don't leave from it until the morning. Now there's no reason to have two psukim saying the same thing. Therefore, if there's no reason for the second pasuk to tell us anything about physically leaving the meat till tomorrow, so Taneu L'Inyan, Machshava Sinuach, apply it to a thought that he's going to leave it over till tomorrow. If he just says Machshava that he's going to leave it over till tomorrow, that's absol. So the question is, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Kroy L'Hachi U'Dasa? Is that really what Rabbi Yehuda uses this pasuk for? This second pasuk, Hayim Ba'ilei Chaitan, he needs it for the following braisa. This very same pasuk tells us, U'Basar Zavach Toidas Shlomov, and the meat of his carbon Toida Shlomim. This is specifically talking about a carbon Toida, and the end of the pasuk says, don't leave it over till the morning. Now, what do we learn? From here, just from simple reading of the pasuk, that a carbon toid is allowed to be eaten the day that it's shechted, all throughout that next night, and by the next morning it's nicer. Now, chalipin vlad is tumuras minayin. What about these three things? If we have a carbon that was in exchange for the toida, for example, the carbon toida was lost, we designated a different one in its stead, and then we found the original one. It's called chalipin vlad is as if the carbon toida had a child, or tumuras if someone did a tumura. So we have another carbon toida. How do we know that that also is only allowed to be eaten for a night and a day? Tamlam, because the pasuk says ubasar or ubasar, and that's an extra word, and so we can learn that as well. What about chatas v'asher? How do we know the karma chatz and asham are only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night? Talmud goes, the pasuk says zavach. That's also an extra word. Any minai l'rabbis shalmi nazar shalmi pesach. How do we know that a karmen shlomim, that a nazar brings the part of his karbanis, and the shlomim brought along with the karmen pesach? How do we know those also can only be eaten for a day and a night? Talmud goes, the pasuk says shlomav, talking about karmen shlomim. And lachmi toida v'chalos urkikin shabu nazar minayin. How do we know that the breads of the karmen toida and the chalos urkikin brought along with the karbon of nazar? How do we know those are allowed to only be eaten for a day and a night? Talmud goes, the pasuk says karbonai. And Bashi concludes kulan kairani b'hen loyani. All them, I say about them, the words on this pasuk lo yaniach, that they shouldn't be left over till the morning. So we clearly see that this pasuk is required for something else. How could Rabbi Yehuda learn this din that we said before from this pasuk? And the answer is that no, imkain. If that's so, if that's all the pasuk was telling us, lo makra lo yasiru. The pasuk should just use the word lo yasiru. Don't leave it over. My lo yaniach. Why use this interesting word of lo yaniach? It must be ainain lehinuach. If there's no reason to be talking about physically leaving it over, taneu inyan lemachshavas hinuach. It must be that it's applied to just a thought process that he's going to leave it over till tomorrow, as Rabbi Yehuda still could use this as his source. Ask the Gemara. Hotenech lehoniach is all good regarding half of the din of the Mishnah, that if he has a thought process to leave it over till tomorrow, so that's possible. But lehoitzi ma'ekel meimar, what about if his machshava was that he's going to bring it outside beyond where it's allowed to be? What about that? There's no source for that in the pasuk. And furthermore, times Rabbi Yehuda, svaruhu. Rabbi Yehuda's whole reasoning is a svaru. It's based off of logic. It's not from a pasuk. Where do we get this from? The Tanya. Brisa says, Amalam Rabbi Yehuda told the chamim, iatem moidem, don't you admit, im hinicha el machar, that if he left it over till tomorrow, shu pasul, that it's possible. possible because he physically left it over the next day. Also, I say that if he thinks about leaving it over till tomorrow, it's also possible. The Gemara says, you're right. It must be Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is a svara, and it's not based off of a pasuk. We ask if that's really so. So, if like Nami Rabbi Yehuda Bakulu, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue with the rest of the Mishnah? Why is he only arguing in the first two cases of the Mishnah? We have a whole bunch of cases afterwards as well. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that the carbon's not possible when he has such a machshava. Why doesn't he argue with those if it's just based off of a svara? And the Gemara answers, Behei Niflag, which one do you want him to argue in? B'shevra Atmos HaPesach V'lecho Menuna, regarding breaking the bones of Karban Pesach, or eating from it not fully roasted? Will Zivcha Gufei Mimifsal, will the carbon itself be possible even if he does do this? It's not possible. If a person breaks the bones of the Karban Pesach, or if he eats from it not fully roasted, it doesn't possible the carbon. He's Iver and Isra, but it doesn't possible it. So having a machshava that he's going to do that, it's not going to possible it either. Where do you want to say Rabbi Yehuda argues? Amanas Yechlu Tameim, Shakirvu Tameim, that he did that Vaida with intention that Tameim are going to eat it or that they're going to be Makar of it? Well, then in that case also, Zivcha Gufei Mimifsal, does the carbon itself become possible even if a Tamei does eat it or bring it? The carbon's not possible. What about this case? Shaykhlu Arelim, Shakirvu Arelim, is that the case where we want Rabbi Yehuda to argue to say that it's possible if he has such a machshava? Well, Zivcha Gufei Mimifsal, here also, is the carbon going to be possible if an Arel eats it or brings it? No. Now, Lishnachrina, another way of explaining this is Kol Kimine, does he even have the power? Does he have the Kayach to have this happen? What's his machshava over here? That Tameim are going to eat it or bring it, or that Arelim are going to eat it or bring it? Well, that's Tali Bidas Acherim. That's thinking to himself that somebody else is going to do this Esser. Well, he can't force somebody else to do that. And so therefore, this machshava is not going to possible. We continue discussing, where do you want Rabbi Yehuda to argue in? La'arev damim dama psulim? If he has machshava that he's going to mix this blood with the blood of Pasul Karbonis, and that should possible, Rabbi Yehuda Tameh, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai, the Amr he hold, ain dam vatal dam. The one dam is not vatal another dam, and even if kosher and pasul blood get mixed up with each other, it's not going to possible it because the kosher blood is still here and it doesn't become vatal. So where do you want to say he argues? Litan sayitan l'mal, l'mata, l'mata, l'mala? His machshava was that which goes on the upper half of his back, he's going to do below, or that which goes in the lower half of his back, he's going to do above, or Rabbi Yehuda Tameh, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai, Damri holds Shalolim Kame Nami Makame Karina Bay, that even if it was put not in its proper place, it's still considered its proper place in his bech, so that wouldn't possible either. Ask the Gemara, fine, but Vulifleg Vinitan Bifnim, Shinasam Bachot, Vanitan Bachot, Shinasam Bifnim. He should argue in this case in the Mishnah, and really the main focus is that which is supposed to be done outside. If it's done on the inside in the Heichal, in that case, he should argue that a Machshava will passel, because if he actually physically does bring the blood inside and does that void over there, it does passel the carbon, so Machshava should also passel the carbon. The Gemara says, no, because every Rabbi Yehuda holds be'inon makam shehei mesholish bedam b'basar be'murin. We require a place that's mesholish bedam b'basar be'murin. We had this earlier in the Gemara. This means in order to apply a psul of chutzlam kaimai, it has to be that this place that he had the machshava regarding actually has the ability to have all three of these brought here in some way or another. And we know this man heter b'mois at a time that a carbon that was allowed to be brought outside the mishkan or the beis hamikdash dam b'basar be'murin were all able to be brought outside. And therefore, when he has machshava chutzlam kaimai regarding outside the beis hamikdash, outside the hazara, so that'd be a psul. But in regards to inside the Hazara, where he has machshava that he's going to do the Avodas Hadam inside the Heichal when it's really supposed to be done outside the Heichal, that's not going to passel because there's never a heter to eat the meat or to burn the Emurim inside the Heichal. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold this Svara that has to be Misholosh? But Tanya, we have a Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk tells us Davar Ra. Let's just quote a little bit more of the Pasuk. It says, Loises Bach Hashem Lekecha Sharva Se Asher Yeh Bai Mom, don't shecht for Hashem your God a carbon that has a mom. And then it tells us, call Davar Ra, any bad thing, and that clearly is including something. What's it teaching us? Riba Khan, Chatas Shachta Bedarim. We're including over here a karma chatas of Shechtin in the Darim, which is the left side of the Azara. It's really supposed to be Shechtin in the Tzafa and in the right side of the Azara. And Machatas Shenichas Adam Lefnim, Chatas, where he had a Machshava that he's going to do Tzavah Adam inside the Heichal, Psula, that passels. And so we see the Rabbi Yehuda does passel Dam of Chatas that would be brought inside. And that clearly shows us that he doesn't hold this concept of it has to be Misholish Bedam Basar Remurin. But right away, the Gemara asks on this, Velesa Rabbi Yehuda Shlishi? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this concept of Shlishi or Misholish Bedam. But Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda tells us, Hechnis b'shoygeg kosher. If you brought the dam of chatos inside the zara b'shoygeg, so it's kosher. Now, what's the diuk from there? Habemezid, pasul. That if he brought it in b'mezid, it's pasul. Now, the kaimalon, we explain that what's this Mishnah referring to? Not that he brought the blood inside, but b'shekiper. It's referring to where he actually sprinkled the blood inside the heichal. Now, what do we learn from here? That hashta, uma hasam aile aila, over there, even when he actually physically brings it inside the zara, e keeper in, you like keeper light, it's only if he actually sprinkled the blood that it passels, but if he didn't sprinkle yet, it doesn't passel. He could just bring it back out. Well, hacha the chashav chashuve. In our case, we're talking about where he simply thought about bringing the blood inside the azara, like kol shekain. Wouldn't we say for sure that the blood is not going to be passel? So clearly, we see that he does require makom shem shalosh medam basar emurim. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Trei tanoim alibi Rabbi Yehuda. It's the machlekes tanoim what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So it's not a steer Rabbi Yehuda on himself. Now we continue discussing shitas Rabbi Yehuda in one of these things we just mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda shechted b'darayim. There's really hold that a carbon chatos that was shechted in the south on the left part of the hazara. Lamed vav on base on top. Yehi chayv. There's going to be chayv malchus for doing that. Vatani, we have a brass that says Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe tells us yochel chatos shechted b'darayim yehi chayv. You might think that a chatos that was shechted in the south of the hazara, he's going to be chayv for that. Hamalarim. So the pasuk says loisiz b'achashem lekecha shar v'sev. Goymer kol davar ra. That's a continuation of the pasuk. What do we learn from these words kol davar ra? Al davar ra atam chayvay. You're mechayv him for a davar ra. But v'yat mechayv el chatos shechted b'darayim. You're not mechayv him for shechting karm chatos in the south part of the hazara. That's not considered a davar ra. So we clearly see Rebbe Yehuda does not hold this. The Gemara gives the same answer. Trei tanoi libid Rebbe Yehuda. It's machlokas tanoi what Rebbe Yehuda holds. Now we continue discussing shitas Rebbe Yehuda for our mishnah, which remember he holds that if he had a machshava of lahaniach es damai or imurim lemachar, or that he's going to bring a chutzam kaimai that passes the karbon. But now Amar Rabbi Abba says umad Rebbe Yehuda does agree shechayz v'kavei lepigol that he could still now go and be kavei it as pigol. And the chishin is as follows: we had learned that a karbon can only be pigol if that's the only pasul machshava that was had. But if there's another machshava psula involved, such as chutzam kaimai, then it's only pasul, but it's not pigol. Over here, though, Rabbi Abba says Rebbe Yehuda agrees that even with machshava of hinuach, it could still become pigol if he has machshava of eating it or doing one of the avodas chutzas manoi. And over here, Rava says, Taylor, you should know this is true. How do we know that pigol from Izrika like klomho? A machshava pigol before Zrika Sadam is nothing. It doesn't turn the carbon into pigol yet. But as Zrika v'kavla b'pigol, it's only the Zrika that comes along. Once Zrika Sadam is done, that gives the official kvias that officially creates his carbon as pigol when he had the machshava from beforehand. And so the same thing over here. When he had a machshava of hinuach before Zrika, if he then had a machshava of pigol lifnei Zrika, and then he did the Zrika, so that makes it into pigol. But then the Gemara says right away, v'lohi, that's not so. That's not a good riot because hasam hu chal machshava hi. Over there, Rav is referring to just one machshava, that all he did was have a machshava of chutzlis manoi before Zrika Sadam. Then when Zrika Sadam comes, that kicks in and that tells us that the whole carbon's pigol. But hach over here, tre machshavas. We're talking about two different machshavas, a machshava of hinuach and then a machshava of pigol. That can't necessarily make the carbon pigol. And now we're going to actually disprove it. Is Rav Huna Ravaba, Rav Huna asks Ravaba, we have a verse that tells us as follows. Let's say his machshava was, litan saitana lamala lamata, lamata lamala. He's going to apply the blood that's supposed to be on the upper half, on the lower half, or on the lower half, on the upper half. So it really depends. Let alter, if he had this thought that he's going to do the avodas hadam right away, he's going to sprinkle in the improper place on his bach right away. So kasher, the carbon's kasher, and therefore chazar chishev chutzlam kaimai pasul ve'im bakaris. If he then has a machshava of chutzlam kaimai, it's pasul, but there's no kares. And chutzlas manoi, if he has a machshava chutzlas manoi, pigol v'chemino of kares, it's pigol, and he's chayv kares for it because over here that was the only machshava psul that he had. Now let's say when he thought to himself that's an eternal lamala lamato lamata lamala, that was lamachar. He had the machshava, I'm going to do that tomorrow. So pasul, automatically the carbon's pasul, and therefore chazar chishev bein chutzlas manoi bein chutzlam kaimai. If he then had a machshava chutzlas manoi or chutzlam kaimai pasul, it's just pasul ve'im by kares, and there's no ezer kares. We see clearly from here that when he had two different machshavas psulais, one of them being chutzlas manoi, it's not considered pigol because he had another machshava psula. And the Gemara concludes, you're right. Tiftah Rav Abba Tiftah. This is a good refutation on Rav Abba. We have another member, Amar Chizda, Amar Vina Bar Sila. Chishev she'achlu tameim lamachar. If he had a machshava that tameim are going to eat it tomorrow, so it's chutzlas manoi, but it's regarding tameim who aren't really allowed to eat it anyway. Chayev is chayev kares, it's considered pigol. And Amar Ravitch has to say, Taylor, you should know this is true. How do we know? Because the basal fnei zrika loy chazi, the meat of the carbon before zrik sadam is not fitting to be eaten. V'chim chashev mifsal, and when he has an improper thought about it, it passels it. And the same thing over here. When he has machshava that tameim are going to eat it tomorrow, even though technically tameim aren't able to eat it, it's no different than lefnei zrika, no one's able to eat it. But still, since he had a machshava of machar tomorrow chutzlas manoi, it still becomes pigol. But the Gemara knocks that down and says, well, that's not so, because hasam zarik umichsi over there, meaning in a classic case where he has machshava chutzlas manoi before zrika, all that's required is zrika, that's zarik, just do zrika, and then the meat is fitting to be eaten, and that's why the carbon becomes pigol. But hacha loy mechsi klal over here, when he has the machshava the tameim are going to be eating it, well, for tameim, these people whom he had the machshava regarding, they're not fitting to eat it at all, even after zrika, so it actually doesn't become pigol in that case. We have another member, Amar Chizr Chizr says, Margalu Pumid Rav Dimi Bar Chinana, the following was accustomed to be in the mouth of Rav Dimi Bar Chinana, meaning he used to say over the following, Basar Pesach Shaloi Hotzla, the meat of a carbon Pesach that wasn't roasted properly, and Velach Mei Toida Shaloi Hormu, breads of a carbon Toida that didn't have the required bread separated. We know the carbon Toida comes along with 40 Lechamim, and 4 of those 40 have to be separated. They have to be Huram and given to a Kayin, and that didn't happen. Nonetheless, Chavin Olayim Mishom Toma, one will be Chayv because of Toma for them, which means if a person himself is Tame and he eats them, he's going to be Chayv Kares for that. And Rav Rav once again says, Tehdi, you should know this is true. How do we know the Tanya? Because we have a breast that tells us. The Pasuk says, Asher La Hashem. This is the source Pasuk that discusses somebody who's Tame eating Kachim, and it says, Asher La Hashem. L'Rabbis, this includes a Muray Kachim Kalim L'Toma, that the limbs of Kachim Kalim that are supposed to be burned in the Mizbeach, they're included in this din of Toma, that if somebody who's Tame eats them, he's going to be Chayv Kares. Almo, we see from here, Avagav, the Labne Achilon, that even though these Emurim are not B'nei Achila, they're not meant to be eaten as we just said, they're supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, chayav an olayim mishum toma. One is going to be chayiv if he eats them in a state of toma. Hachnami, so to over here, in regards to a not roasted karm Pesach, or lachmei tadish lehurmu, avagav delay b'nei achilin, and who, even though they're not technically able to be eaten, chayav an olayim mishum toma. One's going to be chayiv for eating them in a state of toma. One second thing where it says, vlahi, that's not so. Hasam, imure kachim kalim chazlu gvaya. Over there, with the limbs, the kachim kalim that are supposed to be burned, they still are fit for something. They're fit to be consumed by gavaya, by Hashem. They're going to be put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, even if a person consumes them, if a person eats them, he's going to be chayav kares. Lafuge basar pesach shaloi hotzov lachmei toida shaloi hurmu. This excludes meat of a karm pesach that wasn't roasted, or lachmei toida that didn't have the required bread separated. Deloi chazu loy legvay v'loy lehadyet. Those aren't fit for anything, not for Hashem and not for people. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from the murim of kachim kalim. Now, this last line in parentheses is really the same exact thing that we just said, just worded slightly differently, but it's telling us the same thing, and that's why it's taken out of girsa. Therefore, we conclude hadron lachkal psulin mazor finishing the third parak of zechas vachim. Just like we're zechar to finish this parak together, we should be zechar to finish the entire Mizechas Vachem together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.